Welcome everyone to Winter Feast for the Soul. Day 25. This would be the joyful part, I think. Taking a moment to settle into your seat. I need a sense of ground arriving. And continuing our discussion of joyful effort. And yesterday we talked a little bit about being present, the effort that it takes to just be present in our lives, starting with our bodies. And today I wanted to talk about being present with our emotions. Because maybe you had some feelings about being present in your body. And so with the same sense of care and acceptance and warmth and kindness that we can extend to our bodies, can we extend that to our emotions, particularly the ones we don't want? And I was wanted to offer this quote from the book that I'm reading, The World Could Be Otherwise by Norman Fisher, who's writing about the paramitas. He says, with joyful effort, you can develop the attitude that it isn't a flaw or tragedy to get angry, to find yourself in conflict, or suffer some kind of loss. When you practice joyful effort, you are far less plagued with guilt, remorse, and self-doubt. Such states may come, but they do not... But when they do, they are less virulent than they used to be. They become objects of study and practice. This is the important part. With joyful effort, you can develop a sense of humor about your persistent, ridiculous mental habits. Wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm. And it strikes me that it points to just being able to lighten up on ourselves and to remember that even the difficult emotions, particularly the difficult emotions, the ones that feel stormy, whatever they are for you, are just human emotions, that we all have them to some degree. And can we just lighten up on ourselves? And that sense of joy can come from really remembering that it's not just my anger, my loss, my frustration or self-criticism or blame, that this is part of being human and that other people have that. And to be able to share that and to remember that, and particularly when we practice together, when we come together like this, I think it's a great reminder that in sharing our human experience, we can lighten up about it. I had a friend once who gave me a bumper sticker that said, "Enlighten up," and I just loved it. I think I have to get another one. So the theme today is enlighten up. For yourself, for your heart, for all the experiences that just unfold, that just happen. It's part of our human experience. And letting that be the ground of our practice today. So shifting towards the formal practice, again, taking a seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath us, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. Weight of your heart as well. Just let it feel the ground of practicing together, of knowing that you're not alone. And then from that sense of ground and connection, feel the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to that tender heart. A tender heart that remembers it's connected to other tender hearts. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.